This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Last year, President Biden had harsh words for his predecessor after we learned former President Trump took classified documents to Mar-a-Lago.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible?
Well, over the weekend, we learned there were more documents found at Biden's home in Delaware. It's still nowhere near the hundreds of papers discovered at Trump's Florida home. But White House and Department of Justice officials unearthed the additional materials the same day Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate. It's similar, but still very different from what Trump is accused of. And we're going to talk about the distinction now with Jessica Levinson, professor at Loyola Law School and our regular Legal Eagle here on Press Play. Hello.
Hi, Madeline.
All right. So neither of these men should have had these documents. Let's just get that out of the way. So what is the law surrounding that? Why can't they have these documents in their private possession?
That's a great question, because they were either the president or the vice president, and at the time they could have the documents. So why can't they leave with them? And the answer is that under the Presidential Records Act, which also includes the vice president, those documents belong to us. They don't belong to Joe Biden or Donald Trump. They are government documents and they belong to the public. So they should be housed at the National Archives. And if they're classified, they should be stored the proper way.
So if they do remove these top secret documents, what is the penalty for that?
Yeah, this is the question. And the answer is it really depends on two things. For any sort of criminal penalty, you need an intent or at least knowledge satisfaction. Basically, you need to show that President Biden knew he was taking the classified documents. He knew it was unauthorized and he was putting them in a place that he shouldn't put them. I'm being very general here, but it can't be an accident. There has to be something called scienter, knowledge or intent. The other thing with respect to President Biden is he's the sitting president, and we know that you don't indict a sitting president. All a way of saying, what are the potential penalties here? At this point for President Biden, I don't see any, because I don't see the scienter requirement unless more evidence comes out. And he's still the sitting president. Different story when it comes to former President Trump, where based on the evidence, we could say he knew what he was doing. He intended to engage in this behavior. And so much so that we're even talking about potential obstruction, not just a violation of the Presidential Records Act and maybe even something like the Espionage Act, but also obstruction, because he was asked for those documents over and over again.
Right. And that is the key difference in these two cases, right? It was actually President Biden's lawyers who turned over the documents before anyone knew about them and could execute an FBI search warrant, as opposed to former President Trump, who repeatedly refused to turn them over and then had to be subjected to an FBI search.
I think that is exactly right. There's a reason that the FBI was able to get that search warrant and execute the search warrant, because the government had asked over and over again for the documents, and because there was evidence that former President Trump's lawyers actually lied to the Department of Justice and said, you have everything. It turns out that they didn't have everything. You know, other differences here are the fact that there's a huge disparity in the number of documents. That in and of itself is important, but it also shows, again, that lack of intent, that lack of knowledge, the fact that a few classified documents, which of course is a few too many, were mixed in with other documents, is part of a whole narrative that shows lack of desire to break the law.
So what is the evidence in terms of intent when it comes to Donald Trump?
So when it comes to Donald Trump, the evidence of intent here, I think, is in part how he dealt with documents while he was president, what he said to aides when his documents were being packed up and he was leaving the presidency, the fact that he was asked for these documents over and over again, and he either didn't give everything over or his lawyer lied and said, you have everything. The fact that there's security footage reportedly showing one of his aides moving documents before and after that subpoena was issued, all of that goes to show intent. Again, with respect to President Biden, there was no pending request. I don't think anyone, frankly, knew these documents were missing. It's really, I mean, for people who check out library books, for instance, it's the difference between opening your purse or your briefcase, finding a library book, running back to the library versus seeing that book and saying, nope, I don't have anything at all. And again, not just talking about one book and not talking about the same book.
But with the caveat that we really don't know yet, this is also new, if there was any intent to take these documents and use them for their private purposes. We really don't know yet.
That's exactly right. Unless you have that smoking gun where you have an email or a text message or a recorded conversation or somebody testifying to a conversation where they say, the president told me I want these classified documents, then what you're doing is you're looking at the evidence surrounding these circumstances to try and surmise intent or knowledge. And again, just based on what we know now, very, very different stories between these two men.
Okay, so just one final question. If it is proven that on the part of Donald Trump, there was criminal intent to remove these documents, what are the penalties?
So at this point, you could actually face not just a monetary penalty, but if they're able to show criminal intent, it depends on the statute, but you could be looking at years in prison. These are serious charges. Again, it depends on what statute. If it's the obstruction statute, the espionage statute, the Presidential Records Act, and which section there's a charge. But it's not necessarily just what we've seen in the past for presidential advisors where they pay a penalty. You could be facing prison time for a violation.
Jessica Levinson is our legal here on Press Play. She also teaches at Loyola Law School. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Republicans want to investigate President Biden for that. And his son, Hunter, coming up, will take an in-depth look into what Hunter Biden did and did not do.
You know, Hunter's activities, it's not flattering. At times, it's really quite disturbing the closer you look at it. But it's just not the story that they're telling.
That's next on Press Play.